the wit. She was half right. I've been very lucky with the US 1 worksheets that Arlene Wiener introduced most of us to. So I think I've been in the last three and the upcoming one, so I'm going to read those. This takes me back a bit. Logic 101. We sit in front of the open door of his coal furnace. It glows orange and gold, warming us and the basement. Jockey is as old as my 5 years can imagine anyone being. He tells the scariest stories. We were friends from the two ends of age. I go to see him in my PJs at sunrise. His daughter Missy carries me home. My mother says nice little girls don't pay visits in their pajamas. I want to be a nice little girl. Next morning, I remove the offending nightwear, prepared for a proper visit. Missy brings me home in one of his shirts. I never did make it as a nice little girl, by the way. And the second one. Oh, this is in Shadyside. Does anybody remember Indovina's, a little green grocer? Oh, I'm glad I'm not the oldest person here. This is called Two Indovinas. Sometimes I took a trip up the alley across Ivy Street to Indovina's. Mother needed tomatoes for salad. How much are they? I would ask the lady. How much do you have? She would ask me. I think sometimes she won, sometimes she lost. My number and her number always matched. Nice lady. And this was their 40th anniversary one. And oh, yes, it's beautiful, beautiful book. And so I did take that one. I probably would have put the other two in this book if I had remembered them. And it's this one's called Me and Dominic's Dictionary. Sundays before Mass, the choir practices in Mrs. Gannon's bright fifth grade classroom. I sit at Dominic's desk and borrow his eraser. And I lost my place. Pardon me. I sit at Dominic's desk and borrow his eraser, flip through his dictionary, the best dictionary for students. The front cover says, "Knowledge is power," quoting Francis Bacon in 1620. I check what's missing. Vagina, penis. There will be no action in this small book. The editors allow a female egg, but no sperm. Though there's a bride and bridegroom. Don't look for poop, shit, or fornication. Breast made the cut as two parts on the front of a woman's body that can give milk. Maybe Dom will get an upgrade next year, a sixth and seventh grader's appendix. In my seventh grade, one girl got pregnant. I doubt the dictionary did it, though. And the upcoming one, I have a test for this group. I'm trying to decide or determine what's the best title for this poem, which I have two copies of here, and you think I can get them apart. A Field of Tulips or My Gynae Guy. And I'm going to ask you guys afterwards which one I should use. If someone else did this, he'd go to jail. But my gynae guy knows how to distract. I'm stripped down to nothing but my red socks. Those stirrups never lose the feel of ice. I hide under a flimsy hospital gown, pull the folded sheet across my belly. He rings for his nurse, a sure eyewitness. Are you going on vacation this year, he asks, opening the flowered nightie. Holland, I say, my daughter wants to see Van Gogh at home and the fields of tulips. He retreats. I have a tulip story. As he palpates my neck, underarms, breasts, he tells how his tulips grew from 15 to 1500. Cars stop to admire. He moves lower, feels for trouble down there. One spring, he says, not one tulip appeared. Suddenly, his fingers are inside me. The moles did it, he concludes. I forget my questions. Leave them on his ravished lawn. So how many favor as a title for that, A Field of Tulips?
Yes.
And My Gynae Guy. Okay, thank you. There's one last poem.
Who won?
I think the tulip did. The tulip took it. That doesn't mean I'll do that. As we start into the political season again, which never ends, I'm going to read Me and the Republican I Live With, who is now a Democrat, by the way. Because his Uncle Vic ran for office, my husband became a Republican. Now, me, I'm a cradle Democrat. The party calls me a super voter. Just open the poll, I'm fingering my choice. I've learned a few tricks from the Democrats. Some sold their vote for a shot and a beer. And great mobs rose from the dead to elect the party's backroom endorsed candidate. I took a slyer approach to obtain my guy's vote, appealing to his sweet tooth. A box of peanut brittle would arrive at his office on election day, signed, I and the Pope, thank you, JFK. Okay. Evict Dick, slick trick, George McGovern. This isn't just peanuts, Jimmy Carter. Geraldine and I thank you, Fritz Mondale. Yes, with fries, William Jefferson Clinton. Come to the inaugural ball, Al Gore. Let's shoot hoops again, Barack Obama. Thanks very much, and this is available. Thank you. And our next speaker is Madeline Dussault.